You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Securities and Exchange Board of India has initiated inspections of top investment banks on past deals spanning initial public offerings, qualified institutional placements, rights issues and offers for sale, said three people familiar with the matter. The inspections are being carried out by the capital markets regulators, surveillance teams and encompass a granular check on disclosures and due diligence on past deals, especially with regard to issue objectives, capital structure and litigation. The regulator is trying to gauge whether the banks have streamlined their digital databases or not. Post-issue reports filed by bankers on deals and possible insider trading violations are also being looked at. Now some news related to Indian currency. The rupee plunged sharply on Monday to hit a new low of rupees 81.6526 against the dollar amidst a severe weakening of several currencies as investors sought the safe haven of the dollar. The dollar index traded above 113 levels for the first time since 2002 as deep tax cuts in the UK sent the sterling to a record low. The greenback has gained in value since the US Fed's announcement last Wednesday it would be raising rates more than earlier indicated. The Indian currency moved in sync with other Asian currencies on Monday and closed the session at 81.6225 to the dollar. The Reserve Bank of India is believed to have intervened in the currency markets on last Thursday, Friday and Monday. Dealers said exporters might be holding back in anticipation the rupee would fall further. Moreover, foreign portfolio investors have been selling equities. Moving on, telecom regulator TRAI is set to supersede antitrust peer CCI when it comes to powers to draw up predatory pricing norms in the telecom sector. Under the new telecom bill, the powers to draw up norms defining predatory prices will now be the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India and the Competition Commission of India will no longer be defining or investigating such issues. The draft bill empowers TRAI in this area by adding new clauses to subsection 2 of section 11 of the TRAI Act. The powers to draw up norms defining predatory pricing and determining if telecom operators are indulging in such practices have long been a grey area, with both CCI and TRAI laying a claim on such powers. Now some bad news for home buyers. Top property developers are set to increase home prices again in the coming months on higher input costs. Though the prices of steel and cement have gone down, they are still higher than the same period last year. Most of the developers increased prices by 4-15% in the last 1 year and are looking at similar price hikes in the coming months to offset input costs. Tata Sons, Units Tata Realty and Infrastructure and Tata Housing Development Company are looking at hikes in the range of 10-15%. Godrej Properties, the real estate arm of Godrej Group, has increased prices by 5-7% in quarter 4 FY22 and further by 4-5% in the current fiscal so far, said Mohit Malhotra, Managing Director and Chief Executive of Godrej Properties. In a separate development, the government will extend again the validity of the current foreign trade policy, which provides a roadmap for boosting external commerce in goods and services by 6 months through March 31st, 2023. Amit Yadav, additional secretary with the Commerce Ministry, told reporters that the decision was taken after demands from various industry associations and state-backed export promotion councils due to the uncertain external environment. The export bodies also suggested that the new FTP coincide with the beginning of a financial year so that its performance can be better gauged. In another development, the Supreme Court on Monday rejected the SEBI's appeal seeking to penalize a former stockbroker in the case of circulation of unpublished price-sensitive information through WhatsApp messages in the scrip of Bajaj Auto. A bench led by Chief Justice UU Lalit dismissed the SEBI's appeal against the Securities Appellate Tribunal's order in March last year, that had set aside the penalty of Rs 15 lakh imposed on Shruti Vora for allegedly forwarding UPSI of six companies on WhatsApp. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.